32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
90 kilometers, that's how long the Comrades Marathon will be in 2018, a finish in the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban, the iconic stadium they used for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. And Mark Wilf joins myself, Mr. Actor David Katz again. Mark, the last 48 hours before, and of course, race day fueling is the most critical, isn't it?
100%. It's definitely where the nerves are at their highest, where 6 months of training is now coming down to that one final day. And you just don't want to ruin it, and you want to be as relaxed as possible. So those 2 days leading into the race, I need to have a plan for sleeping, eating, my race kit, preparation. Everything needs to be done, and it will keep you far more relaxed if you're in control of the situation. So let's look at 48 hours prior to the race. I would say give as much focus to sleep, hydration, and nutrition as possible. Keep the feet up nicely. I spend hours at expos, and I watch runners walking around Comrades Marathon Expo shopping. So they're standing on their feet all day long. And let me tell you, just from experience, standing on your feet, even if you're walking around, it does fatigue the legs. There's absolutely no reason to spend hours and hours and end shopping at an expo because it does fatigue you. The second thing that is, if you do go to race registration expo, there are very often queues depending on the time that you get there. Make sure you've got a water bottle with you or some hydration drink. And make sure you hydrate consistently. I have been to expos where systems have gone down or athletes have been stuck outside for many hours in the hot sun, and it really, really starts to dehydrate you when you're stuck in a situation and you don't have any water with you to be able to hydrate. So make sure you are prepared. Please limit the amount of time that you are at the expo. Go in, walk around. An hour or hour and a half is more than enough. Get back to where you're staying and get those feet up. Make sure that you also take some food with you to the expo. Don't go and rely only on the fast foods there, because if you haven't eaten those foods before and your stomach is not used to those foods, and let me tell you, I mean, we're talking Comrades Marathon, we're talking very spicy foods in some situations, can impact the stomach. You don't know how the kitchen's been managed, etc. There are fast foods, there are takeouts, and I would not risk it on the day. So rather take some snacks with you, things that are very, very healthy. I often carry boiled eggs with me. I carry a little bit of spelt or rice with me, or whatever it is. And I actually land up eating out of a little lunch bag, and I find that to be the best. Or you can take a little food bar or snack bar, whatever. Anything that agrees with your system that wouldn't impact your digestive system. You don't need to take that risk. So those are the 48 hours before the race. Try to keep it as controlled as possible. 24 hours before race day, that's another big day. Now the nerves are beginning. Months of preparation are coming into the big test. The Friday night before the race is the time that you can actually maximize your sleep. Why? Because the night before the race, you're going to battle to sleep. That's just because the nerves are going to be kicked in, and not everybody manages to get to sleep quite quickly. So make sure that that Friday night you get a decent night's sleep, and that through Saturday morning you even wake up a little bit later. Make sure that that is a very good night's sleep and you get a nice amount of hours, so that the night before the race, your sleep, even if it's impacted slightly, you would have at least made up a little bit of sleep from the day before. Many athletes do eat a large meal the night before the race in order to top up glycogen stores. I feel it's not necessary at all. It can actually, in actual fact, be more damaging. Why? Because it actually is going to impact your sleep, and you don't want that to happen. And I mentioned that in the previous podcast. So eat a slightly larger meal at lunchtime. You can have a few snacks through the day. Eat a smaller meal at night. Make sure you've hydrated through the day so you don't have to overhydrate at night, so that you can actually focus on getting to sleep. And that is where the focus needs to be. You don't have to worry about eating a massive meal at night, because the next day when you wake up, that is the pre-race meal. That is the most crucial meal of the day. So try and get a good night's sleep. On race day, you definitely must take in a pre-race meal. Doesn't matter what your race nerves are like, you need to take something in that does agree with you. First thing in the morning, wake up, have something nice and hot to drink, get the bowels stimulated, you know, get them working. If you need to have two drinks in the morning to do that, that's great. But immediately get something nice to drink, and you can actually take in some caffeine as well. It does have a benefit. But try and get something into the stomach, and then focus on the pre-race meal. What I do generally is I actually don't like to go down to breakfast rooms. I actually got my flours and my powders and et cetera, whatever I need. And I actually just use boiling hot water from the kettle in my hotel room. And I put it into a cup with all these mixtures and I have my little porridge. That's my pre-race meal. I take it with me anywhere I go in the world. If you have got an idea of what you want to eat, take it to your hotel room. You'll be far more relaxed that you don't have to go up and down to the breakfast room and then back to the room or vice versa. Depending on the kind of person you are, that will determine the kind of meal that you're having. Generally, I do advocate a slightly high carbohydrate meal in the morning. You don't need to take in a high amount of fat. It's not going to be a major source of fuel unless it's in the form of medium-chain triglycerides, which are quite easily accessible. But you can take in a nice amount of carbohydrates, and you can take in some protein as well. Try and eat a meal that's around, depending on your body weight, you'd probably need to eat a meal that's around 250 to 400 calories. This is usually eaten 2 hours before the start. However, many people are staying in Durban and they're traveling to Pietermaritzburg. That means they're getting up even a lot more earlier. You can have a bigger meal if it's a lot earlier. You can actually increase the calorie intake by maybe another 100 calories per every hour that's going to be added on to the 2 hours before the race. So if you're going to eat a 400 calorie meal, for example, and you're eating 3 to 4 hours, you can actually probably go to 500, 550 calories that far before. Or you can still eat a smaller meal and you can just top up along the route, take a banana with you or take a little porridge or shake in the car on the way to the start line, and that is absolutely fine as well. Make sure that the meal that you choose in the morning does agree with you. Don't eat something that hasn't been previously tested. If you haven't eaten it before, don't try and eat it on race day. Try and keep it very simple and easily digestible. Ensure the carbohydrate selected for your meal isn't going to spike your blood sugar, but will provide some form of stability. Okay, and then keep the fiber as low as possible, because remember, high fiber can cause havoc with the bowels. As far as examples of pre-race meals go, I look at things like rolled oats and nut butter and some banana or berries. You could also just eat banana on bread with some peanut butter and honey. You can have sweet potato. You can have things like a rice pudding, spelt sorghum. You can have pancakes. Even some people like to eat eggs on toast, etc. There's absolutely nothing wrong with what you choose to eat. Just make sure that it is a slightly higher carbohydrate intake. If you are a banter, however, a lot of people go and they fat load before an event, I still recommend taking in some carbohydrates. Even if you're a banter, take in some carbohydrates before. It's not going to impact you really a lot, as far as if you don't go and spike those insulin levels, you'll be absolutely fine. There's something called the caffeine benefit. It has been shown to improve performance, and generally we would recommend 1 to 3 milligrams of caffeine per kilogram of body weight around 2 to 4 hours before an event. And then obviously you can actually use the caffeine during the event. If you haven't tried caffeine before, caffeine loading, then don't try it on race day, because the thing is it might irritate your bowels. So you don't want to cause that. Make sure that you have tried caffeine before. If you drink coffee before your race, then rather stick to coffee as a form of caffeine. However, you don't know how much caffeine is in a cup of coffee, so you never know if you're going to get the actual nominal amount. One of the products I quite like for that is True Start Coffee. We know that there's 95 milligrams per every 2 gram serving, 95 milligrams of caffeine, and it does work very, very well.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.